Application?
Yes, this is case number 12,656. Michael Walton seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Concord Road, approximately 0.94 miles east of Sussex Highway, Route 13. The 911 address is 10059 Concord Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map number is District 132, Map 2, Parcel 95. Specifically, the applicant seeks a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition to an existing pole barn. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Staff note the permit for the pole barn was issued in 2004 alongside a CO, and there are no violations.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Walton, 10059 Concord Road, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what happened on my property is I got a copy of the plot plan or whatever I submitted. I had a tree fall on a shed that was on the east side of my property, and it was actually 1 foot and 2 foot from the property line. And instead of rebuilding the shed there, I wanted to move it to the west side of my pole barn, which I have, 20 some feet over there. I would rather just add it to that opposed to rebuilding it so close to the other property line.
Okay. You submitted the criteria for a variance. Could you go through those real quick? Did you get it on paper? Did you go through the uniqueness of the property?
Yeah, so my property is only 100 feet wide. So with where my current pole barn sits now, and then my driveway, and then that other shed on the other side, it's really narrow there. So it would give me more room in my driveway on the east side of the property. That would benefit in that regard.
Also, see here, you also were talking, there's wetlands? Some.
Well, it's not considered wet. I do live on the river, but it's not considered wetlands at all. And then also on the west side of the property, my neighbor's barn is right beside mine, and his is like 3 feet from my property line.
Any questions for this gentleman?
And I did put 10 feet. I'm pushing it, but I wouldn't mind the 5 feet setback because the existing shed that got demolished was 16 feet. If I added 16 feet to that side of my building, that would put me at like 9 feet from the property line. So, to keep the same size structure.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Is this an addition to the pole building, or is this putting a shed next to the pole building?
No, I was just going to add to it.
Oh, you wanted to add
like
to the
kind
pole
of a lean-to with a garage door, concrete floor,
Okay, so like a lean-to for storage on the side of your pole.
Correct. Building. My boat and my tractor sitting outside.
And it looks like your pole building is one that you would drive through?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
It's a drive-through pole. So between the driveway, on all three sides, you're hemmed in. You really only have one side to add onto your pole building.
Correct.
You said the pole building was pre-existing.
Yes.
Didn't put it there.
When I purchased it, yeah.
I'm assuming you didn't put the driveway there either.
No.
Okay, so all of this is pre-existing. In order to add onto the pole building, you would have to go that direction.
Correct.
I didn't see anywhere. What is the side yard setback for this lot?
It's 15 feet on each side, and my property is only 100 feet wide.
Okay.
By 600 deep, so I'm kind of limited on the width.
Okay. And you're not, are you, you're not sure as to how big of a lean-to you need, or have you not decided that yet?
I was just trying to see what I could, before I went as far as getting pricing, and I was just seeing as what I could do.
One of the criteria for a variance is that it has to be the minimum to afford relief. And so I guess my question would be, what's the minimum size lean-to you need in order to get the relief you need?
I think 16 feet would be the minimum for, you know, a boat and a tractor to fit in.
16 foot lean-to?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, correct.
All right. Thank you.
So you stated that your neighbor has a shed. Is that the on the side that you're talking about the proposed lean-to is?
Correct.
And
yes.
He's pretty much right on the line.
Oh, about. Yeah, yeah. Less than 5 feet, actually.
Are you worried about any kind of safety issues as far as, you know, the two structures being so close?
No, I mean, they're offset a little bit. Like, the front of mine is at the back of his. Okay. His sits further towards the road. And his house, both houses on each side of me are up closer to the road. And my house is all the way in the back, so.
Sir, for my own clarification, I understand the 16. Mm-hmm. Tell me the size of this lean-to, length and width.
I prefer 16 by 30 is what I was trying to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have you spoken to your neighbor on that side? I know you mentioned the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. I have not.
Spoken to him about this?
No.
Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Phillips, Ms. Norwood, if my calculations are right, this would require a variance of 5.2 feet for, rather than 10 feet if he was building a 16-foot wide lean-to off of that pole building. Now, I say that noting that the pole building appears to be farther from the property line the further back you go. So it would likely need to be a lesser variance on the north end of that. Would you agree?
Yes.
All right, so we probably need to, are you able to calculate what that would be at the north end of that? Because it would basically be two side yard variances. And Mr. Walton, what we're trying to do is calculate where this would be. If you had a 16 foot addition, this pole building, because it is not parallel to your property line,
right,
the front, the southwest corner of that would be 9.8 feet from the property line.
Correct. And it would
the
be
northwest,
more.
The northwest back corner would be further from the property line. So you would need a lesser variance for that.
Correct.
Portion of it. So while Mr. Phillips is checking into that, because I'm sure there's some algebra and arithmetic needed there. it looks like from the aerial photo that this is a wooded lot. Is
yes.
that still the case?
Yes.
So that's, I'm guessing that makes it difficult for you to get this put somewhere else on the property?
Correct. And a tree actually took out my other structure that was on the right-hand side of my driveway just this year. So, and it's, as you can see on that plot plan, it's only a foot away from the property line on that side. So opposed to rebuilding it there, you know, I figured it would give some relief to that side of the property to move it over.
And what you're storing are things that likely need to have access to the driveway too, is that right?
Yeah, the boat.
Boat.
And the tractor, yes, correct. Right.
And is this a property that's improved by a well or septic system?
Yeah, it has well and septic.
Where are those located?
In the back. The well is at the north end of the pole barn, mm-hmm. and the septic is between my house and the river.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions at this time. Mr. Chip Phillips, it appears, has a comment.
Yep. So I can confirm there would be two variances needed. On the south side, the variance would be for 5.2 feet, and on the north side, the variance would be for 2.8 feet.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator? There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12656 for Mr. Michael Walton. The property has unique shape with the narrowness being a problem, and the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12656 has been approved.
Thank you.
Good evening.